Peace and abundance always. Today, I just want to remind you to keep going. We all have a goal. We all should have a goal. We all should have a dream that we aspire to achieve. And if you're not working on that goal right now, that dream, you need to get started. And yes, getting started is getting clear, is getting an understanding for exactly what you want and not having this general, you know, oh, I want to be happy. Oh, I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. Oh, I want to make a good amount of money. You want to think about how you're going to do it, the route that you're going to take to do it. And then you want to pursue that. You want to take action towards doing that. And, you know, I believe that no matter how consistent you are, no matter how determined you are, there are going to be times where you're just not 100%. You know, you're not on your game 100%. You're going to have a down moment, some days. You know, you're going to have those. And those are natural because we're not machines, right? We're not things that can be set in motion to do a task or take action upon something without there being other variables that come in the way. You know, we're living beings. We're complicated. We're complex. We have a lot of things going on. We have life to live. We have other people's lives, you know, intertwined with our own. So you have to acknowledge that there are going to be moments where you're going to be derailed. You're going to be off your task. And that's okay. You have to give yourself permission and forgive yourself for that happening because that is normal. But once you've done that, then it's time to get back on board. Then it's time to get back on task, to get focused once again and get back to it. You can't allow yourself to say, well, oh, well, I failed at this diet, so I'm just going to quit. Or I'm just tired today. I do not feel like continuing to pursue this business venture. It's too hard. I'm going to quit. It's not okay to say, well, you know, I love this person and we have so much potential, but I'm just tired of going deep within myself to work on myself, to be vulnerable, to express myself, those things like that. I'm just going to quit. We're just going to call this off, right? Do not allow yourself to bend to laziness, to bend to convenience, because when you allow the comfort of laziness, convenience, when you allow yourself to bend to those things and just give up on what you know you really want, you're going to lose so much more. You're going to lose so much more than putting in the hard work, than the sacrifice. When you compare the sacrifice of what it takes to get what you want, the hard work it takes to get what you want, when you compare that to giving up and not having a chance at any of those things that you wish for, that you dream for, it's so much worse. It is so much worse. And that's not what life is about. Life is about, one, appreciating life, being grateful for it, but also enjoying it and pursuing challenges of what you can do in this life. What can you achieve in this life? You know, if you want to go on a mountain somewhere and just meditate and just be and exist, that's okay. When you're dealing in society amongst a community of people where we strive to contribute one way or another to either our own lives or the people that we love dear, and also the people who are just around us, right? We just want to just give and help people, then you have to go beyond just the conveniences of not putting in the work. You know, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. You have to be willing to challenge yourself and do the things that initially you don't want to do, but you know are imperative toward you getting what you want. So it's okay, like I said, it's okay. Take a day off. It's okay to fall off for a day or two. It's okay for a moment in time. You know, it's relative to the amount of time that you need to get what it is that you're seeking. But never give up. That's the bottom line. Never give up. Continue pushing forward. Get up today. Think about what you can do in the moment. And it doesn't matter how small it is. What you can do in the moment to slowly progress yourself back into the rhythm, back into the momentum. Because it is just a matter of doing things every single day consistently, no matter how small or how big. Eventually, as you continue to do it, it will accumulate and you will manifest it. So continue, never quit, never give up. That is, in fact, the only way to guarantee you fail is you quitting. But as long as you continue to do it, continue to take action, continue to visualize, imagine, think through, process, understand, visualize, you know, figure out what it is you want and how you are going to make it happen. As long as you are continuing to do those things, success is simply a matter of time. Success is simply a matter of the universe aligning with your reality. So continue pushing forward. Never quit. Never quit. The only option for you is success. Peace and abundance always.